Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bob Miller. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Fairley moves to third. It's Dodgers, 1, Mets, 1. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Craig Fairley scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal strikes out. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Roseboro to second, and Cranepool is out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Davis reaches second base with a double. Wills moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron strikes out. 2 outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gilliam moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. 1 out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to third. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool scores. Neal moves to second. It's Dodgers, 2, Mets, 2. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to third. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 2-0. The umpire calls a balk on Roebuck. Neal scores. Moran moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Marv Thronberry. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Moran. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Gilliam applying the tag. Cannell moves to second. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Hickman moves to third. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder is walked intentionally. Cliff Cook pinch runs for Duke Snyder. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing right field. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cannell. Howard reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0-2. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon pinch hits for Nate Oliver. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.